Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have a new favorite television show.
Okay.
Call you. I mean, I know I'm late to the dance here. 90 Day Fiancé?
Oh, yeah, right? Right?
Anybody else?
Yeah.
So my wife is very interesting because she's intelligent. She loves documentaries, and I'll walk in sometime and she'll be watching some about, what is this about? It's about how this art depicted male and female stereotypes. Ugh. I'll run out of the room. And then all of a sudden she'll be in there watching 4 hours of that Neve show with Catfish. And I'll go, who are you? So she watches 90 Day Fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down with her one time and I watched it and I got sucked in a little bit. So then I just avoided it. And then last night it was just starting and I went, all right. So I watch it. And then it turns out, and I'm not going to say who it is because I don't know if they weren't out there, but there was somebody that I know that we all know who had a relative on that show.
Oh, really?
Yes. And there were even glimpses of him on that show.
What?
Like in pictures and stuff. So I was like, what? It's even weirder when you don't know that it's coming on.
Yeah,
it could be old too. I don't know. Yeah, and I watch it. But they did shoot in Land O'Lakes, and they went into Benedetto's Italian restaurant over there.
Yeah.
It's just right near my house. And, yeah, I watched it for a little while. So 90 Day Fiancé is about, it's basically about people from Florida who are in relationships with foreigners who want to come over here, and it's a matter of whether they're in love or they're just trying to get their visas to come over here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy from Pinellas Park. There's a girl from Bradenton. There's a girl from Land O'Lakes. Like, it's all... they have, like, 5 episodes going, and 3 people are from right here in the Tampa Bay area. It's hilarious. The girl from Bradenton, I would say probably closest to a listener on this show. Maybe the guy from Pinellas Park, but I don't know. The girl from Bradenton, just... The problem is that everybody is so afraid to be honest with people. What?
I said to fall in love.
No, you're the only one afraid to fall in love. Every time we say Blaine's going to get married, you go, ew, yuck, ew, kids, bleh. This girl here is going to Morocco. This is the season that I am up to. She's going to Morocco with a daughter that she has from a previous marriage at the ripe old age of like 22 or 26, somewhere like that.
Right.
To go and get her new fiancé and bring him back here. And the whole family's like, wow. No, except the father. So the parents are divorced. And the father is sponsoring this guy to bring him over here.
Okay.
Yeah, but so the dilemma was...
Can't find a guy in America. Gotta go over...
Well, she's a biggin'. She's okay. A cute girl, but she's very overweight. So she runs into this guy, I'm sure, on Moroccan Tinder or whatever it is. And he's like, no, I think you're beautiful. My wife said all he does is call her fat, though. I haven't seen him yet. Last night's episode didn't show him. So they're eating at some sort of like Shoney's. Some sort of straight-up white trash diner somewhere in Bradenton, and the mother is like, I don't want you to go over to Morocco and do blah, blah, blah. And she's like, but I love him. I'm going, and my dad's sponsoring him. And the dad and the girlfriend or wife or whatever are sponsoring the guy. And the girlfriend's a little concerned. She's like, here's my problem. He seems like a nice guy, but if we sponsor him, we're responsible for him for 10 years.
Whoa.
So if he comes over here and he gets married with you and you guys break up after a year, we still got to keep track of him for more years.
Hey, Moroccan cut somebody's head off.
Yeah. Some of the relationships seem like they could be legit. Like there's a lot of people similar in age, and they're both attractive. You know, there's one guy I saw in a preview that proposes to his hot girl. She's a little bit older, but she's hot. Then there's a lot of old guys who just got divorced going over to Thailand and Haiti trying to buy, wives and stuff.
I saw one episode where he was an engineer. He was smart, but kind of a nerd, a little heavier set. And his bride or fiance was from Russia.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I just don't want her to be with me for the money. And she was like, well, you know, this is the mansion that I want.
Yeah, I saw it.
And he was like, I afford this house.
He's like a little doughy.
Yeah.
He's not, and he's young.
Yeah.
And he's like a little doughy, and she's like, she's not really even that hot. She's a typical Russian hooker.
I will
hooker.
Take all your rubles.
Yeah. And then she comes over, and she's like, I want this. And then he's like,
I can't afford all of this. Yeah. He's like, I make good money, but I can't buy like a $5 million mansion.
Well, maybe don't import a Russian bride then. Yeah. How about that?
Although I have to tell you, a couple of times in the Haiti one, I was like, there was one where a guy there in Brazil.
By the way, that's what you want to do. Go down to Haiti and scoop up a couple brides.
Well, yeah, dipped first before I bring
dipped.
So there's one guy who he has a criminal record. He's young.
Mm-hmm.
He's young and he looks normal and a little bit nerdy. And he has a criminal record, I guess, for violence against women and stuff. I think he had a couple of domestic.
All right.
Well, so he meets this girl in Brazil, and she's pretty cute, and they're about the same age. It all seems like it could be a legit romance. And he's like, but he's got mental problems. So he's sitting next to her, and he's like, hey, if we're going to go any further, I got to tell you something. And she's like, what? He's like, I'm a bad guy.
Oh.
I've been arrested a bunch of times. I got an extensive record. And then while he is telling her this,
she's like hot.
She doesn't really understand what he's saying because they're in Brazil and she probably only speaks Portuguese.
Right.
So he has like a mental breakdown while he's telling her. So he gets up in the middle of talking. He's like, I gotta go. And he runs away. But the whole thing that they were talking about is the area that they're in, he should not be walking on alone because it's very dangerous.
Uh-huh.
So he runs away. She chases after him. He darts down this hill. She's running, and while she's running, this guy comes running at her with a machete and steals her cell phone, and they get it all on video.
Yeah.
The guy's like, ay. She lays to the ground and hands his cell phone. He's got a machete over her head, and I look at my wife, and I go, well, this is the best show I've ever seen in my life. Why have you not told me about this? Then cops are there, and the gun goes off, and I go, this is great. This is how all shows should end. So I don't even know what happened in their relationship.
There is another show where they don't meet until they're being married.
Oh, no.
Oh, Love at First Sight.
Love at First Sight.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah,
other
yeah.
one. So Love at First Sight, we are perfect matchmakers, and we know what we're doing, so we're going to put in all your stuff like Weird Science and put in pictures into the computer and do this and that, and this is your perfect match. And you go through it, yep, and then they go up, and they, I do, we're married. Boom. Love at First Sight.
Right.
The first time you see the person is when you're getting married.
Blow my mind.
Yeah, and then, of course, they film afterwards. Oh, this, I'm sure this will work.
I just would figure, if I'm married to you, I do. The next move I make, I pull on my pants.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
I can't.
Give the old Harvey Weinstein.
We're married. Yeah. We're married. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
Locked in.
Give him the Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Hey, what am I going to do? We're married. You got to get on this 90 Day Fiancé show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I've seen it.
So there's Fatty from Bradenton and her Moroccan boyfriend.
Okay.
There's Guy from Pinellas Park, but I don't really know. I didn't watch his episode. I only saw his preview, but I'd really like to talk to him because he seems really normal. And he doesn't look like he's going to buy a girl. He just looks like he's like, hey, I'm not having any luck here. I'm going to try over there. Mm. They're more appreciative. He's not bad looking, young.
Does he know there's other states in America that he could?
Yeah, but, you know, if you're a guy who's never been appreciated by a girl, like, you know what? I know somebody like this. I'm going to write it down. You know
what
I'm going to write it down. Hold on.
Which one is this guy? Oh, go back to that, Joey. Was that it? Who's that guy?
No, I don't know. That's Dom Mondrush.
Yeah. He got himself a teen bride. As looks
oh,
like.
Yeah. Oh, I'd pay a little for that. This guy.
Albania. Yeah.
Okay. He's the kind of guy that I see going on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a guy we know. And he's not a bad guy. He's not bad looking. Takes care of himself. He's got a good job. He got money. But he's just never got that edge with chicks. Chicks will always be like, he's still kind of a nerd. He goes over to Thailand, and they don't know that he's kind of a nerd. They're like, oh, look at this guy. American, successful.
Right.
And it's easier to fall in love with him over there. Not saying that they just don't. That's what they like.
That's exactly why guys go to strip clubs.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't keep them.
Attention. And you know,
right.
Well, you can't keep the other ones either. They get over here to America, and they go, bye-bye, Joe.
It may be. Maybe they fall in love with you. We know some cases of guys who've gotten wives and stayed together with them.
Well, and then they have to murder them like Larry did.
I forgot about Larry.
Allegedly Larry, I don't know.
That's right. Larry should be a good expert on this. I forgot about Larry. Larry's like on Thailand wife number two, isn't he?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. I don't know. What I did learn is that I definitely don't want to hang out in Thailand. You know, they treat you great and stuff, but I don't.
Oh, yeah, they treat you great until they take your kidneys.
I don't want any place that looks like a jungle.
Yeah.
You know? I wouldn't mind going to a place that looks more like a chalet or something cold over a jungle any day. People are like, this is paradise, and for $4, you can live here for 6 weeks. Still, you're in a jungle. There's bugs the size of little kids here.
Jaguars.
I don't like it. Yeah. Jaguars. I can only beat up a bobcat.
Yeah.
I talked to my man, Joe Cacciatore, and he said there's a lot of bobcats on his hunting land that have been eating his turkeys. So I got to go out and do something about these bobcats. I went, I'll go.
Oh, don't shoot a bobcat.
No, I'm not going to shoot him.
Yeah, well.
You're going to fight him?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to stand on the land.
Yep.
Just be like,
you should dress up in a big turkey suit.
Dude. Yeah. And then be like, surprise.
Oh, man, look at that
look
turkey.
Look at that one's big.
I'm going to get him.
He's what moving. Were you going to say?
What? I didn't say anything. I just said that was bad.
What did you do last night?
I said, what do you mean?
I could see in your eyes you're sleeping.
I trained at Mears Academy of Martial Arts. Yeah. I think I broke my ankle.
On somebody's head?
Yeah. We were kicking, they call them banana bags. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know this, but there's a PVC pipe filled with cement in there. And I was just wailing on it, and after like maybe 3 minutes of that, Amir comes over and he's like, yeah, don't hit it that hard on the bottom. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. There's a lot of pain happening right now in the bottom of my foot.
Oh, boy.
Would have liked to know that 3 minutes earlier.
Yeah, this is rough. But that's what I've been doing.
Did you cry like Odell Beckham?
No, I did not cry. I did
Same
not
Same injury, no crying?
I did whimper and shower very slowly. Yeah.
Hey, girls.
At Amir's?
No, you. I mean, I don't know. I like to live through you when it comes to
No, not
girls.
Right now. No. And no.
It seems like I've been getting an influx of naked Snapchat pictures lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm like, I want to save them all and show them to you so you can go make sweet love to them.
I would love to do that. Yeah. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, but I forgot to mention, I actually saw Blade Runner with Kelly at over the weekend.
Oh! So,
I don't think you forgot to mention that. Here's what I think happened.
Well, you guys,
I think you purposely did not mention it. And then Kelly was like, why didn't you say you went with me? You don't want all your girlfriends to know that you're still going on dates with me?
Because you didn't tell us about Blade Runner.
Yeah.
You're still talking about 90 Day Fiancé. I don't think that happens.
Did you guys do it?
No, we didn't do it. I would have liked, I'm going to be honest, I would have liked to do it.
You did?
Yeah, you would have liked. Of course.
Nothing in the movies?
No, nothing in the movies. It was packed. It was
she looks really good.
2049.
Did you guys meet there or go there together? Like,
yeah, we met there.
Whenever you were leaving, was
you guys
long,
pay for each other?
Was it a long, tearful hug?
There was no tears, but yeah.
Who paid?
Like, we both paid for ourselves. Yeah.
Ew. Even at that point, you should pay for her.
What a jerk!
Oh, friends. Who's friends with somebody that used to sleep with?
Carmen.
No.
Carmen, if you and I go to the movies, who's paying?
Well, you make $14 million.
Okay, but
that's not fair.
But if we go to the movies, who's paying? I'm paying at all times.
I'll buy you popcorn.
No, you won't.
I will.
Not when you're with me, you won't.
I'll run and do it before you.
Mm. We're trying to
He'll buy it because he wants to put a hole in the bottom.
I bring my own. Got my own.
Yeah. We're trying to be casual, you know.
Why?
People. I don't know.
Oof.
Isn't that what people do?
No. Nobody
they
does.
Do it.
Unless you were friends beforehand.
We were friends beforehand. Mm. We knew each other for a while before we started dating. That was part of the reason why I asked her to be in an open relationship.
You just asked her for trouble.
Hindsight is...
Wow.
All right, well, I'll tell her.
90 Day Larry, how are you?
Very good, sir. What's going on?
Did you get the bad signal? The bride signal?
Well, the first wife I brought over and got her her green card.
Well, hold on. Back it up. Where do you find her? Like, do you say I'm going to...
No, I got a friend that lives over in Pattaya from upstate New York, from Dansville, New York, and I went over to visit him. I didn't even know where Thailand was. When my buddy said, come to Thailand, because when I was in school, it was Siam.
Right.
So I didn't like Thailand. And I got there, and I swear to God, Mike, it's the best place in the world.
All right, so you go over and you see your buddy, and he's doing what over there?
He's got a couple bars over there.
Okay.
Bar/hotel kind of gig.
All right, so you go over there, and you see, and then when are you like, this is great, let me go find a woman?
Well, you just go out. You go out, and there's bars everywhere and restaurants everywhere. And you walk into a bar, and the girls are behind the bar serving drinks. And if you want a girl to go out with you that night, you pay what's called a bar fine, which is about It's about, I don't know, it's about $7.
Oh, and, man. And
but wait. That just gets her over on your side of the bar.
Right.
And it also gets her to leave. You have to pay the bar for her to leave.
Yeah, they're prisoners.
Yeah, well, no. When you
No, yes, they
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
No. Well, no, because they make money. And so what happens is if you take the girls away from the bar, now the bar becomes no women. So that's why they charge.
So yeah, okay, all right. So I see a girl I like, and I go, here's $7. Give me that, bro.
Right.
All right. She jumps over the counter. She's
the bar.
Now that's it. I've only paid for a counter switch.
You only pay for a counter switch, and if she wants to go out dancing with you, she can. Now, after that night starts going on, you talk to her, and she wants to go back to the room. That cost about $1,000 baht, which is about $35.
Oh, man. So I'm $40, less than $50, and I already kidnapped a girl, and I'm going to make sweet love to her.
Exactly, and she'll stay with you all night, and she'll want to stay the next day because where they live, they share rooms with like four or five other broads. They got mattresses on the floor, mat on the floor, not even mattresses.
Right.
So them staying in an air-conditioned five-star hotel, which you pay about $42 a night for, they absolutely love you. I mean, your money goes a long way.
Real quick, sorry, Larry, I don't want to interrupt you. When are we going to Thailand?
Yeah, like what?
In my head, I'm thinking, how can I explain to my wife we need to go to Thailand?
Delta Cruise number 12. When we cruise to Thailand, is there enough water?
Oh my God!
I'll send you a link on some of the places over there.
No, I don't want to alert the FBI. I don't need to be in that.
No. There's a place called Walkin' Street, and they close it off at night. And I swear, and I've been there. I've been going since 2001. And Pattaya is maybe the size of Siesta Key.
Oh,
yeah. And it at every bar yet. There's go-go bars. The go-go bars, the girls are a lot prettier, and they're a little bit more expensive. Instead of $7, it costs you about maybe 500 baht, which is about $15.
Whoa, slow it down. Too much money. I'm just kidding. All right, so you go there, Larry, and when's the first night you pull somebody over the bar?
It was the first night. I took two girls.
Two. Four, so Larry's got $14 to free them.
$14. How could you not?
Right. So you go, all right, here's $14. I'll free you two for the night. So they jump over the bar, and then they're like, what? Mr. Larry, let's go get some noodles. What do they say?
No, I'll buy him a drink, and we'll leave the bar. And we'll go. There's so much to see when you're walking that we'll be walking, or we'll go to a go-go bar. Now, the go-go bars are where a lot of the girls are shooting things out of their...
Yeah. I know how that works. Okay.
Okay, and they're popping balloons. And for 1,000 baht, which is $35, you could buy a bucket of ping pong balls.
Okay, I know where this is going.
No, it's not going there. And what you do with the ping pong balls is you throw them at the women. And if the women catch them, every ping pong ball is 200 baht, which is $6 to the girl.
Okay.
So it's just a lot of fun because the girls are dancing and you're beating them in the head or you're throwing it and you're bouncing it off of some bald guy's head. And
this seems like the worst country for women in the world.
Dude, it's a riot for men. Who gives a crap?
Oh, my God. I don't want to throw things at ladies. All right, so you're whaling ping pong balls at them and you got the two broads and they're all giddy and laughing. And see, right, I don't know if I get two right away because I think they could plot against you.
Right, yeah.
No, they don't do that. They're Buddhists, and they're not, honest to God, Mike, it's the finest place I've ever been in my life, and I've been visiting a lot of other countries, and Thailand, by far, are the sweetest and nicest people in the world.
All right, they so really you get these two broads back home, and then we're doing it, right? Threesome style?
Right. You start getting drunk, you're doing shots, you throw the whole bucket of ping pong balls, and the girls just scavenge everywhere, and then you leave.
Okay.
And you go back to the hotel. Before they're allowed to go into the hotel, they have to have country identification. They have to leave it with the security guard. So they leave their ID with the security guard, and the only way they can get that ID back is you have to go down there and get it for them.
Okay.
So they can't kill you.
They can't. Exactly.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. And they got to have ID so they're not younger than 21 years old.
Allegedly. Right. So, man. So when do you decide to keep one? And how many baht did that cost?
You just pay another 1,000 baht, and then you go back to the bar that you got her from and pay another 7.
No, I know, but when did you decide to keep one and bring her over here?
Oh, when did I do that? Well, I found one girl when, you know, I kind of liked her, and she said, "You want to go see my mom?" So we got in a taxi, and we went up north Thailand and
see her mother. See her mother. You go see her mother, and then you throw ping pong at her mother.
No, no money.
Okay, so you go there, and what happened? You go, you meet my mama.
Meet my mom. You pay a dowry, which is about 100,000 baht, which is about 30,000 bucks.
No.
I'm sorry. 100,000 baht be about 3,000.
Okay.
I don't know what it was, but it wasn't a lot of money.
Right.
It really wasn't a lot. 100,000 baht.
Not to buy a human, no. Yeah.
No. And I didn't have to pay a dowry because what I did is I bought her mom's land next door and I built a home there, and her mom saw that I was taking care of her daughter, so she says, "Okay, you don't pay dowry."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I didn't have to pay, and you know, I built a real nice home over there.
What did the mother look like? Was the mother worth anything? You're throwing ping pong balls at the mother?
No, she was a typical Thai mamathon.
Okay.
But sweet lady.
But I'd like to get some of that action going. If I'd be like, listen, mama, if mama-san was hot and daughter-san was hot, I'd be like, well, how many bots to get you guys to bot up together?
Oh, there, it's out there.
Oh,
you,
sure.
You can do mama-san, daughter-san, and whatever you want.
How do you know, though? I need to see written identification before I can really get into the fantasy.
Well, they'll take their clothes off and show you.
Oh, great.
Whatever you want to do in your life.
I'd want them to reenact her birth.
They will. You can do whatever your dreams are in Thailand.
Oh, it man.
Makes no difference.
My dream is to never be in Thailand.
Bangkok, that song about Bangkok.
Yeah, yeah.
It's absolutely true.
Wow.
That's what's scary.
I got to be honest with you. I would love to go to Bangkok with Matt from Hornblasters. Because he's nuts. He'll do fun stuff and Larry to show us around.
Oh, yeah.
That would be, but I feel like we'd never make it back.
Yeah.
No, you'd make it back. You just got to be smart.
Yeah, but.
You just got to be street.
I don't know. We almost lost John Brennan in Dublin.
Is there any problems with the police? Do they hassle you, make you pay any money to them or anything? Or is it pretty smooth sailing?
It's pretty smooth sailing. I mean, the only time that, like, when I drive, like, I got a truck over there, and when you're driving, sometimes you'll hit a roadblock for some stupid reason in the middle of nowhere. There's a roadblock, and the police will come over, and they'll look around in your truck, and in the center of your upper console, there's, like, a little case where you put your sunglasses, and I'll leave 200 baht in there, which is $6, and every time the police, they'll look at you, and they say, "Where, you know, they can speak English, where you come from?" I tell them America, and they're, "Oh, America, good country, good country." And that was back when George Bush, good man.
Mm.
And then I know what they want, and I'll push the little button. Out will come 200 baht, and I'll fold it up, slide it in his hand. Okay, you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Get you around. I got some bots. All right.
Well, I was speeding. Instead of getting a ticket, I give him 200 baht. It's, you know, $6, and I'm out the door.
Yeah, I like that. I wish that worked that way here in America. Hello, officer.
But Bangkok's a lot of fun. You could be sitting in a bar in Bangkok, and all of a sudden an elephant walks by.
That's what I want. That's what I want. I want to I want to go to Bangkok, and I want, just like that movie, I want Spanish to lose a finger,
okay.
I want to get a monkey, and the whole deal.
Right, and you don't go with the girl. You don't bring chocolate to a candy store.
I got to tell you, Larry, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm not even saying this for radio. I don't think that I would want to. I think I'd be afraid to hook up with any girls sexually. Like, I'd throw ping pong balls at them. That'd be good.
No, when you go there, Mike, I'll tell you what. You're going to be like, oh, my God, these girls are absolutely stunned.
No, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. But if I tell my wife, I'd like to go throw ping pong balls at the Thai girls, she knows that's all I'm going to do. That's all I'd be interested in doing. Is just, because I have a feeling you guys are going to be like, where's Mike? He's been gone for 3 days. And then you go back, and I'm still in the same seat, and everybody's calling me... Akhtun Wataya, and everybody goes, what's that? The king of ping pong.
You could go there and get a massage with a happy ending.
Cool. Yeah, you can do that on Kennedy.
Yeah,
that costs you. Yeah, but you're doing it over there with four girls giving you a massage with a happy ending for $12. You ain't gonna do that in Kennedy.
Oh my God.
And these girls are stunning, absolutely stunning. I mean, you'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe they're that pretty.
Yeah, well, it certainly seems like a good time. What's the flight time?
It's about. With the layovers and the everything, it's about 32 hours.
Jesus.
The flight itself, if you get on a nonstop, it's about 22 hours. But, you know, when you do layovers, you stop in L.A. and then you stop in Taipei. And then
I'm gonna make a deal right now. If Pete ever gets married, that's where we're going for the bachelor party.
Whoa.
All right?
I'll take you.
Okay, yeah.
I'll take you.
All right, you're in. Larry's in.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Okay.
All right, Larry, thank you.
All right, see you guys. Right.
That's a new TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Larry's Thailand.
Help you both.
Would you not watch, if Anthony Bourdain decided to show you when you throw ping pong balls at the girl, I'd watch his boring ass show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anthony Bourdain, I do not get the Anthony Bourdain, like, the whole vibe of why people think he's an old man. Who
angry
drinks from his
man.
Jacket. But he's like, I don't know. I wouldn't dislike him. Like, if he was a guest, I'd enjoy talking to him because he's world-traveled. But I don't get from him what everybody else seems to get. It doesn't seem that cool to me. I know he just looks like a, yeah, he just looks like a angry old man.
Right?
Seemed pretty cool, that picture that was out like a week or two ago where he was walking with his girlfriend, and they're both in great shape.
Yeah.
And she's like 30 years younger than him and has tattoos and stuff. I was like, seems pretty cool.
Right, but that's why, though. I mean, take the leather jacket off. I'm looking at him right there. He's just some nerd.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Thailand. Calta Cruise number 13.
We're never coming back.
Huh?
We're never coming back. We're going to go to a bar, and it's just going to be you in a kiddie pool filled with ping pong balls.
Nicole, you're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, so what he didn't tell you is those girls go to a prostitute bar or a school. Then instead of getting a deployment, like a diploma, they get a contract to those go-go bars for 2 years.
So they have to, they go to slut school.
They have to pay them back, or what is the deal?
Yeah, they have to pay them back, basically. And then every 2 years they have to go back to that school, you know, for training all over again.
I gotta tell you, Nicole, a lot of negativity coming from you.
No,
I don't understand why you're so angry at it. People just want to go and have a good time there.
I think she might have graduated at one point. How do you know, Nicole? You were just reading about it, or have you ever been there?
Read about it and kind of. Lived in the Asian islands once before.
Uh-huh. And how do they treat you? Were you going to school there? Do you know somebody there?
I knew somebody there.
Mm-hmm. Reverse 90-day fiancé.
No.
Did you like it or did you dislike it?
It was okay. It was a huge culture shock.
You ever throw ping pong balls at a girl?
No.
I know. Maybe we could do that in here instead of going to Thailand.
Yeah.
We can see if girls want to play that game here in the studio.
Right.
At the next Drunk Party, we can just have a thing of ping pong balls and just constantly be throwing them at the
girls.
Well,
you know, they catch them. They got to be worth something.
Yeah,
we can have numbers on them, and then they correlate to prizes.
Yeah.
You know.
Uh-oh. Me loved this idea.
Yeah.
Nicole did not like.
No, she's angry.
Not
no,
I don't. Thailand.
Don't bring me down on that.
Hi, Jesse.
Yo, what's up, Mike? How's everybody doing this morning,
guys? What's up, buddy?
Hey, the only thing I got, man, is how bad are the chicks if they got to go to a prostitute school first?
You know, they're young, though. They're inexperienced. They probably start them really young there.
Well,
Slut college is hard to get into.
That is true, man. Yeah, that is true.
Thank you. I would like to see the United Nations really take a strong look at Thailand. Because it sounds like it's nothing more than women prisoners.
Yes.
And we should go over there as part of a mission.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
How many... No, you could find like 30 girls. Listen to this. You know how I always wanted to have a bunch of midgets living in my house? I could find like 30 Thai girls, spend like 20 baht, and be like, come on, just come live with me. No, I'm not going to have sex with any of you guys. Can anybody clean? Can anybody sew?
Yeah.
You could sew? If you could sew, no more ping pong balls, nothing. Just learn a skill. And then you come live in the house, and you sleep on beds.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. Next thing you know, I'm like their leader. You know what I mean?
Of just 30 Thai women and you, that would be fantastic.
I get a nice big house. I take the garage and I convert the garage into like, you ever see when you go to jail or like one of those jail shows where they have like 50 guys living in one room and they all have rows of beds?
Yeah.
It won't be like that. I'll put like bunk beds in there. Mm-hmm. Like when, like if you're on a naval ship, they sleep like three bunk beds. I'll put the girls in there with nice fine mattresses on them and I'll get them TVs. And each bunk will be
right, yeah.
perfect. And they can use the rest of the house and the pool and all that, but they all have a chore. And then and they can come and go as they please.
Question, if they whatever chore they have, can you move them from maybe house to house and make some money?
No, you go get your own.
Okay,
get
well,
your
just
own
asking.
Prop.
I was just asking.
But I mean, maybe I can lend them.
The entrepreneur in me makes me think we could make some money.
Like if Taipang was like, listen, me have a next week off. And I go, hi, Taipang. Anthony needs some friends at his house. Do you guys want to go make some extra money on your week off? Oh,
yeah.
But I'm not going to be like, Taipang, you must go serve right. a Spanish. You know, it's
that's
like,
what you're saving them from.
Yeah, right. I'm going to say, look, there's an opportunity to make money. No sexy either.
Yeah,
no ping pong balls.
Yeah.
Just clean up Whore Island yep. and rub Anthony's feet while you guys
right.
watch mm-hmm. TV for a little
while. Yeah. And maybe join me on Cocaine Mountain every once in a while.
Yeah, you guys like pot? They
what?
Have plenty of pot over
yeah.
there at the Whore Island.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Oh, I don't need you getting my girls all coked up.
No, never. No, it's just for me.
What is the stuff where they've got the thing and they got the long pipes
opium.
And stuff? Opium.
Oh,
yeah. Opium dens.
Give
yeah.
them the den.
Yeah, there's all wackadoo.
I have dirty floors. And I go out and I'm like, where's
Taipei?
So Taipei? No, Taipei doesn't do. Where's So Taipei? And they're like, she and not feeling good. And I go in and she's sprawled out on the floor. Mm. And I'm like, So Taipei, what is wrong with you? Too much opium at Whore Island. And I go, oh, man, you know, you guys are corrupting my ladies.
That's why you give them a little bump of coke.
Yeah.
And
right?
then you get going. Get clean.
Downers.
Yeah.
Woo.
I'm going to have the cleanest house ever.
Yeah.
I need 1 liter, though. I need to bring Taipang on the side and be like, listen, mm-hmm. everybody here is getting 6 baht. You're going to get 12 baht. Keep the other broads in shape.
Yeah.
I'm not a slave
That's
driver.
When you get the mama's on.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be like, I'm not out here to be mean to these girls, but somebody has to.
And you can make them do like physical fitness tests every 3 months, but pose it in where like one team plays the other teams. You have so many.
I think we just have dance parties.
Okay, yeah. That's
yeah.
it. Yeah.
We
yeah.
just have dance parties.
Right. Gotcha.
Everyone have dance. Mr. Mike dance party. And we just put on that music from the TV.
Oh, man.
At the 800 channels or whatever they are. The thousands. When you accidentally hit 1,000 and you're listening to bluegrass music on your Fios. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some music on the TV and we'll have a Mike Calda in the living room dance party. Me and 30 girls that I rescued from Thailand.
Bring
Best
out the ping pong balls, they'll be like, oh my
no,
God,
no,
it's
no.
like home, but better.
Those are just threats.
Oh, okay, sorry.
When they're really not doing the job, I just walk in, throwing a ping pong ball
oh
up and
God.
Catching it, and then looking at them. Could all be back to ping pong balls any minute now, ladies.
Gotcha.
I actually have some audio of the girls, if you want to hear.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Oh, no.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Ladies, we need to get the ladies some medication.